In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
What an honor and privilege it is to be your preacher on this very special Sunday during Father John David's absence. As his seminary intern, I promised him that I would behave while he was gone. I am grateful to be serving today with our celebrant, Father Patrick Chang, who was one of my most distinguished professors when we were both at the Episcopal Divinity School in Cambridge, Massachusetts, just a little over a decade ago. Oh yes, it's been a minute. This past Thursday, Christians across the world celebrated the Ascension Day of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is one of the major feast days in the Christian calendar. Ascension Day is 40 days after Easter Sunday, the resurrection of Jesus. In the book of Acts, we learn that Jesus was with his disciples 40 days after his resurrection. Jesus was teaching his disciples about the kingdom of God during these 40 days. We are currently in Ascension Tide, which is the 10-day period between the Feast of Ascension and the Feast of Pentecost. In our liturgical calendar, today is the 7th Sunday of Easter, also called Sunday in Ascension Tide, which is before we enter the season of Pentecost, which begins next week on Pentecost Sunday. The liturgical color for Pentecost Sunday is red, so don't forget to wear your red next week. In today's Gospel, according to John, Jesus prayed for his disciples. What was most intriguing for me in this Gospel story, it's not that Jesus prayed for his disciples. Rather, it is the way in which Jesus articulates his relationship to them, claiming his disciples as his own, who are given to him by God. In the beginning of his prayer, Jesus stated that he had made God's name known to those whom God had given to him from the world. In Jesus' prayer, he says, "They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you, for the words that you gave me, I have given to them, and they have received them, and know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am acting on their behalf. I am not acting on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those you gave me, because they are yours." In the last two verses from our Gospel, Jesus asked God to sanctify his disciples in the truth. Verse 17 through 19 reads, "Sanctify them in truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sake I sanctify myself, so that they also may be sanctified in truth." Today I am here to tell you that you have been sanctified in truth. Jesus once said that he did not come into the world to condemn the world, but so that the world could be sanctified through him. As we celebrate the ascension of Jesus, we are reminded that before he went to heaven, he made a promise to his followers that they will receive the Holy Spirit. In our epistle this morning, Paul writes, "God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has believed in the name of the Son of God, the Son of God does not have life. You who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life." Today is also unique because it is Mother's Day, and we will welcome baby Arthur, As a newly baptized and member of our Christian family, what a great joy it is to bring up our little children to Christ. Congratulations to baby Arthur and his parents and family as they embark and celebrate the spiritual milestone together. What a great way to celebrate Mother's Day. I'd like to take the opportunity to wish all the mothers present and those who are online on Facebook or YouTube a very blessed, happy Mother's Day. Well, Mother's Day is known as one of the most significant days around the world in family life and in history that celebrates mothers. One can say that Mother's Day is nothing but another Hallmark holiday, simply made up just for marketing strategy. And it has become more commercialized than it should be celebrated to show us the utmost appreciation, love, honor, and respect for one's dear beloved mother. Mother is defined as a woman in relation to her child or children. A mother is not necessarily a woman who gives birth to a child. A mother can be a woman who undertakes the responsibility of a parent towards a child. The ideology of motherhood derives from the parental history and the creation story found in the book of Genesis. In Genesis, Eve was the first woman created and the mother of humanity. Genesis 3:20 states that the man called his wife Eve because she was the mother of all living things. Eve was the mother of Cain and Abel. Then Cain Seth after Abel's death, and Cain's banishment. God's chosen people are the descendants of Noah, the eighth generation of Seth's line. I'd like to mention a few relevant Bible verses that you may share with important women in your life, whether it's your biological mother, stepmother, grandmother, or someone significant that's been a mother to you. Let's explore what we know about the Bible. Let's explore what we know from the Bible about mothers. The first comes from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Paul writes, "Children, if you want to be wise, listen to your parents and do what they tell you, and the Lord will help you. For the commandment, honor your father and your mother, was the first of the Ten Commandments with a promise attached. You will prosper and live a long, full life if you honor your parents." The second is this, from Proverbs. "Pay close attention, my child, to your father's wise words, and never forget your mother's instructions, for their insight will bring you success, adorning with you grace filled thoughts and giving you reins that guide your decisions." And the third, from Paul's letter to the Corinthians. "Love is patient, love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its way. It is not irritable. It keeps no record of wrong. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, and hopes all things. All things endure." Mother's Day can conjure up the happiest of moments cherished between generations of mothers and their children, as well as their spouse. Mother's Day can also trigger the saddest moments of despair just as easily. While those of us who are mothers can be celebrated by our children, there are countless mothers-to-be out there who suffer from the loss of their child during child labor, or lost the opportunity to be a long-expected mother. Or perhaps an infant has lost their mother at birth and will never have the joy of having met her or to celebrate her. Last year in May, on Mother's Day weekend, one of my sisters lost her firstborn daughter. We celebrated her first anniversary of her death, a little a week ago. She would have been 30 years old. I lost my mother to pancreatic cancer 7 years ago. Many years have gone by, and it's still not easy. And I know some of you may have similar stories, and I want you to know that you're not alone in this experience of loss. I, on the other hand, feel very blessed this year that I get to celebrate my daughter as she celebrates being a mother for the first time with her 4-month-old baby. I would like to invite you to pray for all mothers who are childless, widowed, divorced, single moms, still homebound, in nursing facilities like hospitals, in prisons, in shelters, in the armed forces, victims of hunger, victims of human trafficking or domestic abuse or mental illness, and those who suffer from addiction. We pray for all mothers who are in despair, that they may find joy, love, and hope on this day. In closing, I'd like to read a version of the Beatitude focused on mothers on a positive note. Blessed mothers who love God, for their children shall not be ignorant of their Creator and His plans concerning them. Blessed are the mothers who love the Word of God, for their children shall know of the way, the truth, and the life. Blessed are the mothers who love the house of God, for their children shall enter there and sit with them in the presence of God. Blessed are the mothers who love to pray, for their children shall feel the power of prayer, and many shall find salvation. Blessed are the mothers who love to give to the cause of Christ, for their children shall become supporters of the kingdom of God. Blessed are the mothers who love the family altar, for they shall have their reward in the world and in the world to come. Blessed are the mothers who love to speak kind words to their neighbor's children, for thereby they shall win other boys and girls besides their own to Jesus Christ. Blessed are the mothers who love to be companions to their children, for they shall be called understanding mothers. Blessed are the mothers who love to fight life's battles bravely with a strong and steadfast faith in God, for their children shall know where to find strength in time of need. Blessed are the mothers who, when they are old and gray, can look back upon memories full with no regret and can say, I brought my children up in fear of the Lord. Theirs is the mention and glory. Amen.